It's episode 249, and we've got plugins for post-duplication, enhanced post-editing, countdown timers, front-end post-submissions, and an advanced PDF plugin. It's all coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. We're having the Outbound Upload today. Set a new record for the 10-day. I'm John Overall.
And from sunny shores of Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
Oh, it was a great weekend for me. I set a new personal record for a 10K run. Almost finished it in under an hour.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, an hour and 1 minute and 48 seconds.
That's the big run?
You gotta... No. The big run comes up in 4 weeks. 42.2 kilometers for Americans out there. That's 26.6 miles, something like that.
Yeah, I don't think my titanium...
23.6 miles, that's it. It's ridiculous, I know that. I'm going to be running for 4.5 to 5 hours.
Whew. It's a long one, bud.
Oh, yeah.
I wish you luck, and I can tell that the training's going to get you there, that's for sure.
The training's actually been paying off. My best speed time for a 10K previously was an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah?
So I shaved 9 minutes off 10 kilometers.
Wow.
Significant.
Good pace.
So anyway, we've got a great show for you here today. And right off the top, don't forget, you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, we greatly appreciate that little thumbs up button in the corner or giving us a review on their website. And in the iTunes Store, we would really, truly appreciate you taking the time to go to the iTunes Store and leave us a review where it will help us in the rankings.
That's right. We hover generally between 3 and 6 in terms of the rankings. And boy, it would be nice to get that number 2 ranking back. And all it takes is just a couple of listeners leaving us a review over at iTunes. Also, remember, you can go to our website, WPPluginsA2Z.com, and leave us a SpeakPipe, which a SpeakPipe is just a thing for a voicemail. I guess it's just another name for it. If you have any questions, any plugins that you're looking for, any solutions that you'd like John and us to provide, that's an excellent way to do it. Also, remember, if you do leave us a review, whether it be on Stitcher, iTunes, or any other source, if you leave your website address and a link in the review, we will also read it on the show and put it in our show notes. You get a nice link back.
Absolutely. Hey, and of course, a little bit of self-promotion as we are WordPress professionals. I myself make a living doing a lot of troubleshooting and fixing broken websites, also helping people save time and money when they're trying to build up their website, figuring out those particular plugins to use. At any rate, anything you need, you can pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729, or you can send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And as always, you can go to membershipcoach.com, sign up for the pre-launch, and you'll also be signed up to the mailing list, which I tell you, John, the mailing list has been so much fun for me because I've got 30 or 40 threads going back and forth with different people, and people are asking me all kinds of questions already. So it's almost like we're doing a mastermind via email before we even start.
Nice.
So please head over to membershipcoach.com. And sign up there, and you'll get the weekly email from me, and then you can just reply to it, and I'll reply back to you. So we're starting it off kind of that way. It's really helped me out to sort of frame the curriculum and the material that I'm doing. I've shifted a few things that I had back burner over to front burner just because of the nature of the demand and what people have been asking me for. So if you'd like to get involved... I do feel that I'm one of the most qualified on the planet in terms of helping to coach membership sites. The projects that I deal with on a daily basis have membership sites that altogether equal millions of people and hundreds of thousands of emails that we send out every single day. So if that doesn't qualify me, I don't know what will. So head on over to membershipcoach.com.
Okay, and at this part in our show, we're going to start thanking our donors as they come in. As you know, a few episodes back, we started asking people to donate to the show to help pay for the time involved that goes into putting on the show every week. Now, I'd like to thank one of our donors this week, and of course, let you know we will only bring out public acknowledgments for $50 or more. Everything below $50 will acknowledge that folks donated, but we're not going to shout out your names, your websites, or anything else. So with that said, this week here, I would like to put a thanks out to Dave from munchmobileapps.com. He donated $50 to the show, and I took a quick look at his website. It's really kind of cool. It looks like an interesting app there that is for your Android, Kindle, or Nook. And what it does is it turns your tablet into a digital picture frame. Go check the stuff out. And thank you very much, Dave. We really appreciate the donation to the show. And to those of you that donated under $50, thank you very much. We really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dave. And I'm going to check that out myself as far as your app. And if anybody else would like to donate, remember, $50 gets you mentioned in the show and your link in the show notes.
Absolutely. There is a link in the show notes to go check out this great app. Now, I would also like to start putting shout-outs to the people who give me a call because of the show. You listen to the show and you need help with your website. I'd like to shout out to Ryan from Law Abiding Biker. Hey, I really appreciate the work last week. Much appreciated. Your site, fantastic. And you might want to go check it out. He runs a website that is a podcast and a video cast with great information about motorcycling. Some really interesting stuff. I unfortunately don't have a motorcycle at this particular point in my life, although I badly want one again. But I may start following it just for the information and tips I gleaned while working on his website. So give it a check out. It's called lawabidingbiker.com, and it's a really great podcast and video cast.
Yeah, I miss having a motorcycle. Check that site out.
I miss one so bad. I had one through my 20s, and then I got rid of it in my 30s. And yeah, it's been a while.
I miss the wave, you know, the motorcycle wave.
Yeah, the motorcycle wave. I miss the feeling of warm asphalt air on my face as I'm cruising on the highway at about 60 miles an hour.
Yeah. Unfortunately, people here in Southern California drive like crazy maniacs, and I don't wish to end up somebody else's hood ornament. So
I can understand that.
Forgone that. All right, John, well, let's switch gears here a little bit and talk about a little bit of WordPress news. Actually, WordPress 4.5 release candidate has dropped, so that means we can expect a release of 4.5 any day now.
Oh, absolutely. Won't be long after the release candidate.
So let's talk about some of the features just really quickly. It does now have theme logo support. So that means you can add a theme logo from the customizer, which is something that a lot of people have been looking for a long time. It will basically add the logo as part of core. So theme designers out there, you're going to have to change how you're incorporating the logo just a little bit. So that's great that they can do that right from the customizer. It's got a lot of visual editor improvements, too, just to help improve the writing experience. It's got things like inline link editing. So instead, John, where we are used to adding a link and clicking on the paperclip and then a pop-up comes up.
Yeah.
Well, now it's just going to be inline within the editor that you're going to be able to edit this. So it's just going to be kind of a little pop-up that comes right in the editor.
Nice.
In line. So that's nice. Responsive preview in the customizer, which will give you different views according to if it's a mobile device, if it's full screen, if it's mid screen, tablet view, things like that. This does not come without controversy because anybody who's been listening to me on WordPress Weekly knows that I think this is a half measure.
Yeah.
Because what's the big deal if you can preview something in the customizer? I want to be able to preview it in the post. So I want to know if something that I'm typing is going to look right in mobile and in desktop version.
Yeah.
I don't need to go to the customizer every single time.
That's where the big thing is.
Yeah, so I've created a little controversy about this, and hopefully they'll start to adopt my ideas. Optimized image size generation is another thing that's coming. Responsive images were introduced in 4.4, but users on smaller screens got to see smaller images appropriate to their screen. But the problem is 4.5 actually does it further. It optimizes the image and reduces their image size without any visible quality loss. So,
that's nice.
Yeah, it actually redoes the entire image for you so that you're not showing this responsive image that's, you know, 2 megs in size.
It actually just a resized 2 meg image. Okay.
Exactly.
That's nice.
That would be
a bandwidth saver.
Oh, big time. And then another time saver actually is you are now able to have users log in using their email address rather than their username, which is nice because that's something that somebody often forgets is the actual username.
Yeah. Especially like the nowadays with it's so hard to capture your consistent username in many places.
Right.
You forget, which name did I use here?
Mm-hmm. So now that can be done with an email address. And those are some of the highlights in terms of what 4.5 will bring. And just kind of getting ahead of ourselves, I was just informed the other day, actually it was last week, that I'm told that 4.7 will be the release where the WordPress REST API will begin.
Oh, wow. Okay. So we got 2 releases to go.
Yes.
Okay. That'll be lots of fun when that's fully in it.
Start learning JavaScript.
No, I don't pay people for that one. I don't have time to sit down and learn it all in completeness.
Yep. So that's it. That's 4.5 in a nutshell.
Nice. Well, it looks like we're looking forward to some decent changes there.
Mm-hmm. I like little incremental things.
I like the image. I like the image optimizer. That's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, and I hope that the preview and the customizer ends up being preview in the post-editor.
That would be really nice. Mm-hmm. All right, well, that wraps up all the news, tidbits, and information. I suppose we need to jump in the meat potatoes now, eh?
Time to roll.
All right, off we go. All right, the first plugin I've got this week here is one that I've started recently using in my WordPress multi-site installs. It's called Multi-Site Post Duplicator. And, of course, one of the things that happens when you run a multi-site where the different domains are related to each other, such as the one I run called thefitu.ca, is we've got a lot of fitness stuff that's related, or recipes and other things. And you'll want to put them across different blogs or different domains in the system. You might want to reword them or change them a little to prevent duplicate content, but you'll still want to start with the same stuff. And what this plugin does for you is it allows you to duplicate a post, much like the post duplicator plugins for regular WordPress install, but it allows you to do it across your network and put that post into another domain. So it's a very nice plugin. It's very simple. You set it up and when you go to grab a post, you just hit the duplicate, it duplicates it, choose the domain it's going to, and it makes it all quite simple. It also brings over the tags, featured images, and other media that you might have attached to that post also. So you don't have to chase all those individual tidbits down. All in all, a pretty great post duplicator. I gave it a 4 Dragon rating, so check it out, the multi-site post duplicator.
I tried that plugin.
Did you?
It didn't do what I didn't want it to duplicate, actually. I wanted it to actually put content out and do it to where it just linked to the other multi-site, not made a duplicate post. Huh. So I ended up using a WPMU plugin.
Yeah.
And I can't recall the name of the darn thing, but it did that with thumbnails, actually, across multi-site. So I was able to use a short code and use a category of a post on a different multi-site and actually show it with the thumbnails right in line.
Well, this one here, I needed it specifically because I wanted specific content from a post to go to another post and then to have more information. So I wanted to not have to rewrite or cut and paste everything.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so the first plugin I want to talk about today is an issue that I've been having, and I'll tell you at the end of this what I ended up doing. So I have a site that I do for a client where they're an organization, they're a technical organization, and they're an association worldwide. They have about 60,000 members, and I wanted to have it to where these people could actually submit their own article that could go on to the news section of the site. So I needed a front-end submit kind of a solution to where it would still work with the confines of things like Memberium and Infusionsoft that it was already gated through. So I tried this new plugin. It's called WP Front-End Submit. It lets you submit a front-end form via short code that enables your visitors to submit posts and upload images by just putting in the short code. And you can put the short code in any post, page, widget, anything like that. That's what really appealed to me about this plugin. You can have it to where people have to be logged in or not logged in terms of submitting the post. You can set the post status immediately after their submission. So you can either set it to go live, which I don't recommend, or set it to pending approval or review or draft or something like that. And you can also set the maximum number of images that a user can upload for each submission as well. So that all sounds great. On paper, it sounds fantastic. The problem is this thing is ugly as heck when it comes to the formatting of this form. It would not let me upload an image more than 2 megs total, or a file more than 2 megs total. And sometimes I do run into these featured image sizes that I want to use in Retina that are maybe slightly bigger than that. So it's okay. And I'll tell you my rating. It's a 3 out of 5. And what I ended up using actually in place of this plugin was a user submission add-on to Gravity Forms that actually did the exact same thing.
That's what I was going to ask. Is that Gravity Forms add-on that does the exact same thing? It does a nice job of it.
Okay, so the only thing that the Gravity Forms does not do that this one actually does is Gravity Forms will not maintain the integrity of the author.
Yes, that's
in the post. So you actually have to
have a specific author assigned to that.
Right. So you have to back out, then you have to go to quick edit and then change in the drop down in terms of who the author is, and then you have to pray that they have a login on that particular multi site. And if they don't, then you've got to create the user and create their bio and upload the picture.
I see the problem.
Exactly.
What you need is a blending between these two.
That's correct. So my man Jeff Mattson, who works for Rocket Genius, who works for Gravity Forms. I'm actually going to have him help me to create this. So you couldn't get any better than the guy who writes the documentation for the thing, right?
Nope.
So he's going to help me out with that. So anyway, it's WP Front End Submit. If you don't use Gravity Forms, this might be actually a pretty good solution for you. Yep. But I rated it a 3 out of 5.
Very nice. All right. The next plugin I've got here is a duplicator, a backup, clone. It's called Duplicator. It's a backup, clone, or copier, clone plugin. And, of course, what it's for is to duplicate your WordPress website, backup, or copy it. Now, I'm one of the people that when I move a WordPress website, I actually manually go and copy the website and copy the database and everything else. Most of the time, probably 99.9% of the time. But every once in a while, I get asked to move a website where the client does not seem to understand or can't figure out how to get me the FTP information or the cPanel information, but they're good enough to get me the administration login to the WordPress site. So at that point there, I need to get in, make a copy of the site somehow that makes a good, clean copy and includes the database and everything and all the file structure. And over the years, I've gone through different duplicator plugins to do that. And I'd forgotten which one I'd used last, so I just went and searched for one and discovered this one. Okay, well, we'll give this one a shot. This one works very nice. It sets up and installs. It allows you to copy all the entire file structure for the WordPress directory that WordPress site is in. And it does make a good, clean copy of the database and then gives you a zip file to download. Now, the bonus with it is if you want to try it, and I did try it, and it didn't work on this new hosting provider, is it gives you an install PHP file that you can then upload the zip file and the install file to your new WordPress site. Make sure the database is made, created, because of course you got to have that blank, have your information for that. And then run the install, it asks for your information, and then it goes and installs everything, and it automatically changes all the URLs for you. So you don't got to come in back in with something such as Velvet Blues and change all the URLs. So I tried that, and unfortunately the new hosting provider they'd chosen didn't have the stamina on the server. The server wasn't capable of running at all. It did like a three-quarter job and left a mess. I had to wipe it, and then I had to manually reinstall it all. But at least I had all the files. All in all, pretty great plugin for doing duplication, backup, copying, or cloning your website. Check it out. I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
How does that compare to some of the other premium style things that are out there?
About the same. This one was pretty decent. I really liked it. They do have I think they had a premium feature to it. I don't remember at the moment.
Yeah.
But it compares just very well to all of them. It does a great job of it.
Nice. Okay, well, here's another one that I used for that same article site. And what I wanted to do was be able to... this is tricky. I wanted to be able to use a PDF, but I wanted it to be branded. So I thought, okay, do I take every article that's in this site and actually run it through a PDF generator and try and do it that way? Or do I find a plugin that can actually do, you know, tackle this thing? And this one was released just about the right time. So this is called WP Advanced PDF. And what this does is you can either keep this as available to all visitors, or you can restrict it to people that are logged in as far as the functionality. So it creates a button that you can actually get a PDF of the post itself. Or this includes WooCommerce, so you can include that post type and make it so that they can do kind of a product sheet. Now, it's not just your typical kind of a PDF thing where it basically just prints to PDF, right? We've seen that. We've seen the bad formatting and all of that.
Yeah.
This one actually has some formatting in it, and it gives you a bunch of different options in terms of how you can display it. You can put custom text in the header and the footer of all the pages of your PDFs. So this means, John, for you, you can do a bunch of posts, and then at the bottom of it, if you need WordPress support, call John.
Yeah.
Right? Here's the number. So it does that. It does an image watermark as well, if you'd like to do that and just kind of have a faded logo within your PDF. And it also has this option to where it's a pop-up to where you can email somebody else the PDF and just put in their email address.
Nice.
I thought this was really good, but it only has the alignment is a little bit off when it comes to text that is centered and coming back into the PDF. I noticed that the center formatting was just like aligned left.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind things like that, I think this thing is perfect in terms of how that works. It did wrap the pictures perfectly. It's just the buttons for some reason didn't do that. So I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
Oh, nice. I actually might have a use for that project I'm working on right now.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, I got a client nonprofit organization. We're building membership, and people will need to download documents and other things that need to be adjusted and changed as time goes on. This is a good way for people to get hold of them.
Yes, that way you're not editing a separate PDF form.
That's right. You edit just your document on the website, and then they can export the PDF. Nice.
That's correct, yes.
All right, well, the final plugin I've got for you here today is called T-Minus Countdown. And this one here works beautifully in an MU environment, which has, of course, become a very high criteria for me for a lot of plugins these days since I've got 3 MU environments going. And it's a simple plugin. It's a countdown timer. And I brought it forward mainly because, well, my wife wanted one for counting down the races, and I wanted one for counting down the races. And I was looking for one that was kind of cool, changeable, adjustable, so that it could be kind of personalized along the way. No matter who put it on their website, they can do some tweaks to it. Well, that's what this one does. It has some really basic features. If you install the basic features, hey, it's great. Looks pretty nice and smooth. You enter your date for your countdown. But there's some bonuses to it. And it looked like initially I thought they were premium bonuses you had to pay for. And then I noticed something about, you know, free. That's not what they said. So I clicked it and seen what happened. All of a sudden it installed the premium bonuses in it, which came with about 10 different pre-formatted CSS layouts for it, a box to add your own custom CSS. You can turn on and off weeks and days. And basically you get to really tweak with it and make it just look cool for your website. You know, it's a great one. And also at the end of it, they had this one bonus so that if it hits the end of the countdown timer, it will auto-launch an event, be it an HTML page or some pop-up on your website. Who knows what you might use it for. But this starts the moment the countdown timer reaches zero. You could use it on your website, say we're counting down to this big sale. And then when it hits zero and somebody hits the website, it pops up a pop-up form with a sale item. So anyway, there's lots of uses for it. All in all, fantastic plugin. It was very simple to use, set up very easily, worked beautiful in MU environment. I actually had to take and give this one a 4.5 Dragon rating.
Outstanding. So does it remove the countdown timer completely when it's hit zero?
I don't know that question yet. I've got two countdown timers going, and they're running down to the marathon race in Friday. So
see, here's what I would do. I would set the countdown timer, and if the countdown timer could disappear, and if you say that you could use code in that section, yeah. If it can use a short code, mm-hmm. then you could actually put a slider or something like that in its place, or a promotional image of whatever it happens to be, or even a button.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it does. All I know is it said, you know, insert your HTML here for the launch of an event.
And very interesting.
I didn't take the time to go dig and see what it would create for me because I was too busy trying to finish off what I was in the middle of. So. At any rate, yeah, it probably has lots of promise, and there's probably lots of ways you could tweak it to make it do all kinds of things. But the fact that they gave the bonuses away without charging for them was like, wow, guys, cool.
Yeah. All right. I want to talk about a new plugin called GoWorks Styler, made by GoWorks. And GoWorks, actually, they've made two different plugins, and it's mostly recent. They're at GoWorks.com. So let's talk about this styler. Basically, what this does is it kind of replaces a lot of things in the WordPress visual editor, and it gives you the ability to enhance your posts and pages with things like custom colors, opacity, whatever you want to call it, borders, padding, those types of things that you typically would have to do within CSS. Now you have that ability just within some sliders. So if you want to create, say, a black box and it's over a background that's an image, you can set the transparency value of what that black box is. So maybe go 50% so you can see some of the picture behind it, and then put white text over it and you're good. And that's often the problem with the visual editor, is you don't have those kinds of things where you can make boxes and borders and all of that right within the editor. We're all used to those types of things. And even stuff like Squarespace has an editor that can do that. Mm-hmm. And this kind of brings us back into modern times when it comes to an editor. So this is probably the coolest visual editor that I've seen in terms of not being a premium plugin or a page builder or things like that, for just something that works very well right within the confines of the visual editor. This is as good as it gets. It's called GoWorks Styler, and I gave it a 5 out of 5.
Very nice. That would be kind of cool to play with.
Yeah, it actually lets you do buttons. That's one big thing that a lot of people do out there is buttons, so you can conform it. I have a thing called Cornerstone that I use for a lot of visual page editing stuff, and it makes buttons, but the buttons always are whatever the theme default is as far as the picture. I can never change the button color, which seems stupid. So this is what I've used in its place.
All right. Well, I covered up this week multi-site post duplicator, which I gave a 4.2. Then I covered up duplicator, backup, copy, and clone your website, which I gave a 4.2. And then T minus countdown, which I gave a 5 to.
And I talked about WP front end submit, which I gave a 3 out of 5. WP advanced PDF, gave that one a 4 out of 5. And we just talked about GoWorks Styler, which I gave a 5 out of 5.
Very nice. And of course, I'm sure everyone's sick of it by now, but there's only 4 weeks left to go. I am running a marathon, and I am absolutely certain now it's going to be the only marathon I'm going to run due to the amount of time that is required to prep and train for a marathon. So I am using this marathon to help raise money for Canadian veterans suffering from PTSD, supporting a group called Can Praxis. And they use equine horse therapy. And what it does, it helps the vets learn to deal with the emotions that come from PTSD. And they don't just work with the vets. They work with the vets' spouses, too. So they help the spouses and the vets work together to overcome the troubles of PTSD and help heal. Now, the money is being raised through Wounded Warriors Canada, who sends the money direct to Can Praxis. If you happen to be a Canadian listener and you donate, you will get a charitable donation receipt that you can use in your taxes, and every little bit helps. My goal for this is $1,000. I'm up to $200 now, so keep helping me out, folks. I'm really excited about it, and I look forward to it. And one of the great reasons I love this group is a really good buddy of mine. I watched him go through this, and I watched his personality change completely after going through this organization. So help me out, and my race to finish 42.2 kilometers. So you can go to thefitu.ca/donate to donate for Can Praxis.
All right. And just another reminder, head on over to membershipcoach.com. Follow me on Twitter at membershipcoach and get involved in the program if you've got any inclination whatsoever of starting a membership site. And remember, John, it doesn't have to be a course. You don't have to do a course. There's all kinds of models out there. In fact, one of the questions that I got just today via the email threads kind of back and forth, the pseudo practice for the mastermind, I guess you could call it. Somebody had a group of customers, actually, they just wanted to put into a membership site where they could list what their parts were and some of the machines that they had to match that up with incoming new parts that were around. And, you know, he was wondering, how do I do that? How do I get a member and log in what kind of equipment that they have? And that's pretty easily done. And those are the kinds of things that you learn and that you will learn with the membership coach program and some of the mastermind stuff that we've got. It's not just a course. It's going to be coaching. It's going to be getting in a Google Hangout and actually sharing screens and showing each other our problems that we're having with our membership site and recommending different ways around it. So I'm blown away by all of the different nuances of running a membership site that there are. It's not just WordPress stuff.
Yeah.
It's take, for example, a question that I had to deal with a membership client this week that involved live streams. And they wanted to get a really good live stream solution. But the problem was, is they had their events that they wanted to live stream start in a conference room and then go out and tour two different real estate properties and then go to another location and have it all live streamed. Well, that's not an easy thing to do.
Nope, that would be a little challenging.
But I did figure out a platform that could do that in terms of the live stream and being able to pick all of that up and have one person be the director. So very interesting challenges that you get with running a membership site. And that's why we put the program together. So head on over to membershipcoach.com, sign up to the pre-launch, and as soon as we're ready, we'll open the doors.
Excellent. Okay, and of course, some reminders. Don't forget, we would greatly appreciate your time over in the iTunes store, leaving us a review. If you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, hitting that little thumbs up button in the corner. Or if you go to their website, you can leave us a review on each show in their website also.
Yes, that greatly, greatly, greatly helps us in terms of the rankings. And that grows the audience. So why not do that? And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com. Or you can send an email direct to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, MarcusCouch.com, on Twitter at Marcus Couch. And remember to follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyrighted by JohnOverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Hey.